Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurt.
Better go get it. Yeah, you better go get your blessing. You know what this is. You know what it is. It's the revival that just won't stop. It's the revival that just won't quit. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that's called in today, everybody that's tuned in today. Hallelujah. This truly is the revival that just won't stop. This is the revival that just won't quit. It just keep going and going and going. Hallelujah. Praise God. We like to energize a buddy over here. Hallelujah. Praise God. The copper top. We don't stop. Hallelujah. Till we get enough. Praise God. And we ain't got enough yet. Hallelujah. On today, we thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody who has tuned in today. This is Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm your host, Elder Prevost. Praise God. We got Apostle Eldon Curry. We'll be coming forth and bringing forth the word from God later on in our program on today. We thank God for each and every one of you who have decided to call in, each and every one of you who have decided to tune in on today. Praise God. We are getting ready to have a blessed time in the Lord on today. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name on tonight. Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit move in a mighty way. Hallelujah. Show us your presence on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you and we thank you in advance for everything that you are about to do. everything that you are about to say. We thank you for all of the revelation knowledge that you are about to give us, Lord. Lord, we want you to know we love you. We appreciate you. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away the work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on tonight, Lord. And we want you to know, Lord, we love you. Hallelujah. We love you. We appreciate you. Hallelujah for everything that you do. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Bless the Lord on tonight, everybody. Bless the Lord. Those of you on YouTube, call in on tonight. Be a part of our service. I thank God for every last one of you who are faithfully watching out there. Hallelujah, that tune in every day to watch us on YouTube. We thank God for each and every last one of you. Hallelujah. We just invite you to call in and be a part of the service and watch God work it out. Hallelujah, whatever it is. Hallelujah, watch him work it out. We thank God for you on today. We're getting ready to go to the throne of grace with our testimonies and our prayer requests on today. This is the time. Hallelujah. Well, we come before the throne of grace and we tell the world how good God is. Hallelujah. Well, we get together and we brag on the Lord. Hallelujah. There's no God like him. There'll never be one like him. He is the most high God. He has all power in his hands. My God is so powerful. He said he swear by himself. Lord, have mercy. That's the kind of God we serve. That's the kind of God we have. And we ought to be magnifying his name every day. Praise God. We're going to go to Mark 11. Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 24. Chapter 11, verses 22 through 24. And it reads, "And Jesus answering said unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he has said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye have received them, and ye shall have them." May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word. Praise the Lord on today. This scripture is key because we're getting ready to come before the throne of grace. Some of you got testimonies, hallelujah, but most of us got prayer requests. Hallelujah. A lot of people out there online, hallelujah, on YouTube, on Blog Talk, you got a prayer request. You got a request that you want God to manifest something in your life, whether it be healing, whether it be deliverance, whether it be some money. Hallelujah. Praise God. A breakthrough. You asking God to do something, but God is telling us, hallelujah, through this passage. Hallelujah. Whatever you desire when ye pray, believe that you have received it and ye shall have it. Hallelujah. The Lord say the only thing holding up the blessing is you. Hallelujah. He's saying, amen. If you believe that I have already worked it out, it's worked out. Hallelujah. If you believe I've already worked it out, hallelujah, you will see the manifestation. But before you see the manifestation, hallelujah, the Lord say, I want you to believe for it first. Hallelujah. I'm not going to do it, he says, until I know, until I see, until you make me believe you believe it. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. They say faith without works is dead. What is the work? The work is showing God that you got faith in him, that you got confidence in him, that you believe that he's going to do. No, not that he's going to do it. Scratch that. That you believe he's already done what he said he's going to do. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord on tonight. So as we come before the throne of grace, hallelujah, with our testimonies and prayer requests, let's come with that attitude that God has already done it. That attitude of expectancy, that any day now, Hallelujah, you're going to get the phone call. Any day now, the check going to be in the mail. Any day now, it's going to hit your cash app. Any day now, the doctor's going to call and say they made a mistake. Any day now, hallelujah. Why? Because you believe it. You said it. You believed it. It's in the word of God. You stand on it and watch it, hallelujah, transpire in your life. Hallelujah. Those of you online, we getting ready to open up the phone lines. We invite you to call in. Hallelujah. The phone lines are open at this time. Hallelujah. If you have a testimony or a prayer request, this would be the time to do so. Will there be one? Hallelujah at this time.
It's awesome being here. I want to thank God for another day. I want to thank God for the fact that the courage. Pastor Andre, Sister Alberta, Sister Virgie, Sister Crystal, Sister Kathleen, everybody on the line. And let's pray for them people that lost loved ones today. Let's find some more people today. But I hope God be with all of them, those family members. And I pray for this weather, the snow shining in. I pray that the Lord will bless each and every one of you on the phone. I'm just glad to be here. Go get your blessing. The better days are coming. Amen. I want to thank God for my cousin, my sister, my brother. My nieces, my other cousins, I haven't seen yet. I want to see them. Thank God for them. Thank God for my aunties, my uncles, everywhere. In Jesus' name, amen. Go get it.
Amen. Amen, amen, Brother Bobby. We thank God for that testimony. Hallelujah. Amen. Go get your blessing. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have another testimony on the goodness of the Lord?
Sign up on a brand new day. I thank the Lord for hearing the Lord sign up on a brand new day. Thank my family and friends on the prayer line this evening. Thank you for letting me see my doctor. Thank you for my sisters, my nieces, my nephews, my cousins, my uncles, my aunties. Thank you, Lord, for Pastor Curry and Brother Andre, Miss Kathleen, Miss Virgin, and Miss Alberta, Miss Linda, Yolanda, Martha, Bobby. Thank you for all y'all. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
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 Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Everybody. The Lord. The word of God say let everything, everybody, in our breath, praise the Lord. First of all, I'm giving honor to God and who's the head of my life, I thank and praise him. If he gave me another day and another chance to get it right, I thank him for waking me up this morning and starting me on my way. I thank him for the men and women that he put on this line. I thank him, hallelujah. I thank him, praise him, for Pastor Apostle Corey and Pastor Andre. I thank God for blessing this line right now. I thank him for sending people to the line for a reason that they might be saved. I thank God for what he has done in my life. Thank him for family, loved ones, and friends. Thank God for saving my children in advance, my nieces and my nephews. I thank God because he's a praying, answering God. I thank God, hallelujah, because we come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word, that he would never fail us yet. I thank you, praise God, for being the great Jehovah Jireh, my provider. You open doors that I can see. So I'd like for you all to pray my strength in the Lord, that I keep letting God use me the way he want to use me. And I thank him for giving me another opportunity to come with you all and be on the prayer line so we can give God all the glory in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless you, man of God.
Amen, Mother Alberta. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for you on today, Brother Bobby, Brother Brian. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have any more testimonies or prayer requests on today?
My name is Jabamba, and I want to thank God for waking me up this morning, showing me up on a new day. I want to thank the Lord for providing for me, for taking care of me, watching over me throughout this day, helping my family. And I just want to pray for my friend in the hospital. I haven't heard from him since Monday. I just want to pray that God will bless Willie Edwards and help him heal his body. I don't know what's going on. I've been texting him, but I can't hear anything. So I just ask God to protect him and heal his body. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I want to ask for prayer for my children, my grandchildren, my neighbors, men and women everywhere. I just ask that the Lord would touch us, to give us the mind to serve him and to do his will.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord on today. Hallelujah. Amen. Any more testimonies or prayer requests to go on the throne of grace on tonight?
I would like to ask prayer for myself, my family members, and just pray for the whole world.
Amen.
Pastor Andre, I'm sorry. Before we go on any further, I would like to request prayer also for my brother. His name is Paul, and he's there in Texas. He's going through some illness. I would like for you all to pray for him, that God cure him and deliver him, and that he would do God's will. His name, Carl Delaney.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Is there anyone else on tonight? Hallelujah.
Yes, it is. Good afternoon, church family. This is Linda from Lancaster. I just want to thank the Lord for keeping me overnight, waking me up this morning to see a brand new day. I want to thank the Lord for his many, many blessings and his provisions that he provides for me on a daily basis. I want to thank the Lord for family and friends and relatives and my neighbors. I want to thank the Lord for the prayer line, that he made a way, that we have a way of communicating and getting our prayers up to him. And I just want to, you know, thank him that I have the opportunity to praise him and lift him up, because it ain't about me, it's about him. Yeah. I just want to thank everyone on the prayer line for their continuously prayers. I'm praying for them also. I want to thank the Lord in advance that we all have the victory. I want to thank the Lord that he, in advance for healing Giovanni from his alcohol and his drug or whatever issues he's having. I want to thank the Lord for healing his mind in advance. I want to thank the Lord for Pastor Corey, for you, Brother Andre, for everyone on the line. I just want to, I'm so grateful and thankful that I have the opportunity to change my life and walk the way he would have me to walk. And I just want to thank him for who he is, for his mercy, his grace, his salvation. Everyone on the line, I want to, and I would like to request a prayer for Sister Kathleen that, you know, God continuously bless her with her ministry and with her mother's property, her parents' property, and I just want to continuously pray and ask for strength. Ask the Lord to strengthen me to finish this walk I started with him. And I just want to be grateful and thank him for blessing me and forgiving me for my sins, because he didn't have to do it. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for everybody on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for all the testimonies that have gone up before the throne of grace, all of the prayer requests on today. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to go to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Amen. With our prayer requests. Hallelujah. Then we're going to play a selection and we're going to get to the word of God on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you have heard the prayer requests that have gone up before your throne on tonight. Hallelujah. Touch that friend that's in the hospital, Lord. Hallelujah. That we haven't heard from in a couple of days, Lord. Touch them in a mighty way. Hallelujah. Help them, the Holy Spirit, to comfort them in their situation, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, touch the children on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Each and every one of our children, we see what condition they're in now. But we believe, Lord, you're going to bring them out. We believe they're going to go back, hallelujah, to the way they were brought up, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for healing alcoholism on tonight. Thank you, Lord, for healing drug abuse on tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for healing sickness in our bodies. Hallelujah, on tonight. Lord, touch the families of all of those that have lost loved ones across the country. Hallelujah, across the world, Lord. Send the Holy Spirit to comfort them at this time. Help them to realize, Lord, that to be absent in the body is to be present with you. Hallelujah, Lord. Touch each and every last one of us on this line. Give us the faith. Give us the strength to carry on, to move forward. Hallelujah, Lord. To walk with you the right way, the straight and narrow way, Lord. You said that the road to hell is wide, but the road to heaven, hallelujah, is narrow. Help us to stay on that narrow road, Lord. Hallelujah, and we thank you. Lord, we ask that you touch the man of God on tonight, that you touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Anoint his lips of clay to speak nothing but your word on tonight, Lord. And Lord, we thank you in advance for everything that you are about to say, everything that you are about to do. Our ears and our hearts are open to receive your revelation knowledge on today. And Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we magnify you. Lord, we lift your name up holy because you're worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. Lord, we love you. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. We magnify you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. We lift you up. Hallelujah. High and holy. You said, if we lift you up, that you will draw all men unto you. And we lift you up tonight, Lord. We want you to know we love you. Hallelujah. For those of you just joining us, just tuning in on YouTube, hallelujah, just tuning in on Blog Talk, this is the revival that just won't stop. Hallelujah. They say it ain't over till the fat lady sing. And I just seen her still at the buffet. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we ain't going nowhere and we ain't stopping. Hallelujah. Till the Lord say stop. We gonna ride this thing till the wheels fall off. We gonna keep going and going. I think we just passed up the Energizer Bunny. That's how much we going with it. Hallelujah. All tonight and getting ready to come forth as he has since May 11th. To bring forth the word of God is none other, hallelujah, than the leader, the pastor of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, hallelujah, based out of Long Beach, California. The West Coast is representing in the building on tonight. I am talking about none other than your friend and mine, hallelujah, Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Immediately following this election, the next voice you will hear will be that of Apostle Eldon A. Curry.
Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and bless the Lord, everyone. Hallelujah. Come on and put those hands together.
Hallelujah.
And yes, Lord. Hallelujah. If you don't believe that he brought you this far to leave you, come on and give him a praise. Come on and give him a shout. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
It's for somebody right now. You can't give up now because you're right at the edge of a breakthrough. You can't stop right now because you're right at the door of where God wants you to be. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah to God.
Hallelujah.
Tonight, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You got to just say hallelujah anyhow. Hallelujah. Glory
hallelujah.
To God. Why?
Hallelujah.
Because God is faithful. And he brought you this far. He going to bring you on through that thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I believe I do like the old folks. I used to hear them say, I'm going to run on. Hallelujah. And see what the end is going to be to the thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to do tonight. We need to say to ourselves, self, I'm going to run on.
Hallelujah.
And see what the end is going to be. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. I want to clap those hands one more time and give God a big shout of praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah to God tonight. Amen. I want to let everybody know that I love y'all. Amen. Peace and blessings to my dear, dear, dear brother. Amen. Elder Andre, God bless you, sir.
Hallelujah.
And God is a good God, and we do bless his name on tonight. Amen. I'm not going to be before you long. Amen. But we're going to be strong tonight. I just want to read a few passages of Psalm 119. Amen. To encourage those who are up under the sound of my voice tonight. Amen. And we're going to allow the Holy Spirit of God to encourage our hearts tonight. Amen. I've been wanting to read this for a minute, but how many know that we have to wait on the Holy Spirit before we can do anything? Amen. So
amen.
He is allowing me tonight to read you some words of encouragement from Psalm 119. I believe that these words of encouragement are going to really bless your heart. Amen. And it's going to really help you to remain steadfast and unmovable. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Psalms 119, beginning with verse 81. Psalms 119, beginning with verse 81. Is everybody there? If they're there, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Let's take a moment of prayer before we indulge in this awesome, wonderful word. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for what our ears are about to hear, for what our eyes are about to see, and what our heart will understand. We give you praise and glory, Father. We thank you for being who you are in our life, Lord. We thank you that no one can remove your place in our heart, Lord. No one can take that from us, Lord. Hallelujah. This joy that we have, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you that we know that the world didn't give it to us. Amen. And we thank you that we know that the world can't take it away unless we let them. Come on here, somebody. Father, we thank you tonight for what you're going to say and do. And we give your name all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor for all three of them rightfully belongs to you, God. We thank you. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Psalms 119, beginning with verse 81. And the word of the living God reads, and it says, and my soul faints with longing for your salvation. But I have put my hope in your word. My eyes fail looking for your promise. I say, when will you comfort me? Though I am like a wineskin in the smoke. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It says, I do not forget your decrees. How long must your servant wait? When will you punish my persecutors? The arrogant big pits to trap me, contrary to your law. All your commandments are trustworthy. Help me, for I am being persecuted without a cause. They almost whipped me from the earth. But I have not forsaken your precepts, and your unfailing love preserved my life, that I may obey the statutes of your mouth. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Isn't that awesome?
Amen. Hallelujah.
I feel led to read one more. It says, verse 89 says, for your word is eternal. Let me read that again. Your word, Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. And then it says, your faithfulness continues through all generations. You establish the earth and it endures. Hallelujah. Your law endures to this day, for all things serve you. Come on here, somebody. That's deep right there. Your law endures to this day, for all things serve who? The Lord. If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have preserved my life. Save me, for I am yours. I have sought out your precepts. The wicked are waiting to destroy me, but I will ponder your statutes. To all perfection, I see a limit, for your commandments are boundless. Hallelujah. You see how awesome this word is, y'all, tonight?
Amen.
Let's look up to what the psalmist says in verse 81. He says, my soul faints with longing for your salvation. So he's longing to see the salvation of the Lord. And how many know that salvation in this context means sozo? It means God's provision. It means I'm longing to see your healing. I'm longing to see your deliverance. I'm longing to see you fill me with your spirit. Why? Because, you know, sometimes the word of God tarries, but the writer says, so it tarry, wait on it. Habakkuk says, wait on the vision. Don't give up on it. Come on here, somebody. Even when
Man.
It don't come when we want it to, God said, that don't mean it ain't going to show up. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
And right at the time we think that it ain't going to show up, right at the time we get ready to walk away, here come the promise.
Oh,
come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
That's why God said, hold on to what I give you. Don't let it go. Hallelujah. Even though it might not look like it's working, but it's always working. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
The psalmist said that his soul faints for the longing for God's salvation. Jesus, but I have put my hope in your word. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
How many of you know that all we have is God's word at the end of the night? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, how many know that that's all we need is God's word? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because at the end of the day, heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will stand forever. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
The psalmist say, I have put my hope in your word. My eyes fell looking for your promise. Come on here, somebody. I say, when will you comfort me?
Amen.
Because now the psalmist knows it's only a matter of time now. When means at or during which time, or when are you going to show up, Lord? What is the appointed time that you have set aside that you're going to comfort me? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So I am a wineskin in the smoke.
Excuse me.
A wineskin. Yes.
Can you elaborate? I'm not understanding what he means by that white skin in the smoke.
Well, you know, that has to do with, like, shooting a gun, a wineskin in the smoke. He just feels like that he is, like, just in the air right now. He don't know which way he's going or coming, but all he knows is that he's waiting on the Lord. Come on here, somebody. And now he's asking, like, Lord, when? Because I'm seeing everybody get a turn, so when am I going to get a turn?
Oh, okay.
Because he's waiting on the promise. He knows that the promise is coming. He just don't know how long he got to wait for the promise.
Yes, Lord. Oh, okay.
Especially because he's been waiting now for a long time. And it seems like now he's saying, Lord, now I've been waiting. I didn't forget your decree. Look at verse 84. He says, how long must your servant wait? When will you punish my prosecutors? Okay, when are you going to prosecute them that are trying to prosecute me? Come on here, somebody. And so I know sometimes many of us feel like the psalmist, okay, Lord, when are you going to punish my persecutors? It says the arrogant dig pits to trap me, contrary to your law. So it seems like that now that the arrogant is digging traps. But how many know that no matter how many traps people try to dig for us, they're going to fall in their own trap? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You might have something playing for me. Glory to God. But the very plan you got for me, amen, you're going to turn around and you're going to fall in the same plan. And I'm going to be sitting there looking at you saying, ha, ha. Hallelujah. Didn't you read the word? The word said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And the Bible says the arrogant. Amen. The people that are puffed up, the arrogant, they're thinking that they can't be touched by God. But how many know that anybody at any time can be touched by God? Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Some people been looking at the untouchables too much, glory to God, because there's only a certain amount of truth to that movie. Amen. You're only untouchable when God says you're untouchable. But God can touch anybody. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 And then he says, contrary to your law, because the law of God says, do not touch his anointed. And do his prophet no harm. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
But then when we look at verse
86. He says, all your commandments are trustworthy. Help me, for I am being persecuted without a cause. So it seems like he's got new enemies that have came up against him because of his stand. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
How many of you know that it don't take much to get new enemies? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
You ain't even got to do nothing to nobody for them to become an enemy. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
The minute that they start fighting against the anointing on your life, they become an enemy, beloved. Hallelujah. Because it don't matter how long you've been knowing someone, amen, when God's hand begins to reveal itself on your life, then you will see if they are really for you or against you. Oh, I can't hear nobody tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But the word of the Lord is telling me to tell y'all tonight to hold on to the promise. Because the promise is about to show up at your door. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
The psalmist is saying, how long do I got to wait, God? And I hear the Lord saying that to tell everybody online tonight that the wait is not going to be long. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 I'm hearing the Holy Ghost say for somebody that the wait is over. That you waited so long, God is saying that the wait is over. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
So I'm thanking God tonight because God is letting us know, look, I'm with you and I'm for you. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And then he says, help me, for I am being persecuted without a cause. How many know that people don't need a cause to persecute you? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
They can look at something that you have and because it's not in their possession. How many know that jealousy is as cruel as the grave? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And so he says, they almost wiped me from the earth. They almost wiped me from the earth. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
The psalmist said, they almost got me, Lord, but it was by your hand that I was able to get away. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
They were shooting their best shot, but God covered me. Hallelujah. That's why we praise the name of the Almighty God. That's why we worship him in spirit and in truth. Why? Because God has proven himself to be faithful unto us. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Somebody give God another shout of praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Who you are. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
But then he says, but I have not forsaken your precepts. In other words, Lord, I've held on to what you said. Hallelujah. I held on to your words, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I did not let them go. Come on here, somebody. And then he says, in your unfailing love, preserve my life. Come on here, somebody. In other words, Lord, don't let the enemy take me out. Because of your unfailing love, God, hallelujah, preserve me, Lord, hallelujah. Keep me, Lord. Guard me from the hand of the enemy. Because you love me so, come on here, somebody. Lord God, don't let the enemy get any glory out of my life. Glory to God. Hallelujah, protect me, God. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And then he said, preserve me, in verse 88, that I may obey the statutes of your mouth. Amen. In other words, Lord, amen, guard me and keep me so I can obey your word, Lord, hallelujah. Because I can't obey your word if you allow the enemy to conquer me. So He summons and saying, Lord, hold me up so I can walk in your obedience. Come on and give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And then it says in verse 89, your word, Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of you are happy tonight that God's word is eternal? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because you can't say that about everything.
Amen.
See, eternal means that it ain't no end to it. Eternal means that it's not limited by time. There's no time on it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on and praise him tonight. We're going to bless the Lord tonight. Why? Because the Lord is good. And I want to encourage somebody tonight that your breakthrough is closer than what you think. Come on and give God a shout of Okotara by Sunday.
Hallelujah.
Amen tonight. Amen tonight. Come on and lift your hands and just begin to worship God where you are. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
How many of you can feel that there's a shifting in the atmosphere? God is shifting.
Amen.
In other words, neighbor, God is about to reposition you. And I'm hearing that word again, breakthrough. Somebody has entered the realm of breakthrough. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a shout if you know that you're breaking through. Hallelujah. Come on and give God a shout if you know God is repositioning you tonight. Come on and give God a shout if you know that you're right at the door of a miracle, that you're right at the door of the thing that God has promised you. Come on, give him a praise tonight.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah to God. Come on and keep worshiping. Hallelujah. Come on and keep blessing him. Hallelujah to God. Weeping may endure for a night, beloved, but joy is right around the corner. Let me tell you something.
Amen.
God is up to something big. God is up to something great, and we are right in the center of where God wants us to be. Come on, give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah tonight. Glory to God. I feel victory in my soul. Come on, somebody, and give God one more shout of praise. One more
Hallelujah.
Shout of victory. Come on.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah to God tonight.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen tonight. I just want to thank God tonight because, amen, thank you, Lord. Elder, can you hear me tonight?
Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen.
Amen.
You know, man of God, I'm feeling this song, and I want you to play it for me right now. He's shifting the atmosphere.
He's shifting the atmosphere.
Because I feel that that's what God is doing right now. He's shifting the atmosphere. And whenever God shifts something, things start changing. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God said he's doing some things, and he's saying, don't worry about the shift, because the shift is in your favor. The shift is working in your faith.
Amen.
I just see the Spirit of God is shifting some people out of your atmosphere. God is shifting some things out of your atmosphere. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody keep on praising God right now. Amen.
Hallelujah.
But hallelujah, glory to God. I just hear that song. He's shifting the atmosphere. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Don't stop praising him. Hallelujah, beloved. Come on, hallelujah. Continue to
hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Are you able to find that elder? Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Give me a second. Give me a second.
I got you, man of God. Hallelujah. Come on and just keep on worshiping the Lord right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell you, something is about to happen, child of God. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Your atmosphere is about to change.
Your atmosphere
is about to change.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And it's about to change through your worship. Come on here, somebody. God is about to put you in another place in him through your worship. Hallelujah.
The place is shifting the atmosphere till the heavens are open. This grace is shifting, shifting, shifting the
I'm
shifting the atmosphere. and it's breaking.
Yeah.
I believe it. Every chain is broken. This worship,
yes, Lord.
Shifting the
atmosphere.
Help me say
yes, Lord.
It's moving.
Yes, Lord.
And it's
breaking.
Break
every yoke. Break every yoke.
Come on here, somebody. In our praise, hallelujah. Glory to God. The more you worship him, hallelujah, it shifted that thing, hallelujah. The enemy may have thought he had it one way, but God has said the more you worship him, hallelujah, it shifted the atmosphere. And how many of you know that when you shift the atmosphere, it turns it around, glory to God.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It releases something. Come on here, somebody. I wish somebody would begin to praise and glory to God. And let your praise shift the atmosphere. Come on here, somebody. I wish somebody would worship him. Hallelujah. And let your worship shift the atmosphere. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you start shifting the atmosphere, then the weaker begin to say, I'm strong. When you shift the atmosphere, the poor will begin to say, I am rich, hallelujah. When you shift the atmosphere, the bound will begin to say, I am free. When you shift the atmosphere, glory,
yeah,
you are saying to that mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea. Somebody right now, you need to shift the atmosphere. Give God a praise.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, there's a victory in your worship, huh? There's a victory in your praise, hallelujah. God is saying you're shifting the atmosphere, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Don't look at it in the natural. Look at it in the supernatural. It's moving. It's breaking. But it's only doing it as you shift in the atmosphere. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. We give you the praise, Father. Hallelujah. We give you the glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. He's shifting the atmosphere. Our praise and our worship is affecting the heavenly. That's what that's saying. It's saying that our praise and worship is affecting the heavenly. Come on here, somebody.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, I will.
Lord.
What God is doing is he's getting us out of our feelings. Come on here, somebody. Because sometimes we try to base it upon how we feel. But God says, whether you feel it or not, know that it's working on your behalf. Come on here, somebody. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we got to get out of our feelings, because the word of God is not based upon our feelings. It's based upon God's word of truth. Come on here, somebody. Which means that it can't be changed. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
So the more I praise him, then my praise gets into the atmosphere and it begins to shift. Thank you, Lord. So no matter how I feel, God said, it's not about how you feel. It's about who I am. Come on. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, God, I feel you right now. Hallelujah. So it's not about how we feel. It's about who he is and what his word says that he's going to do for us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to close it with this, Father God, but let this get all in your spirit. Let it change your life, glory to God. You know why God looks for worshipers? Can you hear me, Elder, tonight? Can y'all hear me tonight?
Amen.
Do you know why God looked for worshipers? Because worshipers don't care about their feelings. Worshipers worship. We worship him for who he is. So who he is not predicated upon how we feel.
Yeah.
Who are with somebody in the Holy Ghost? God is saying, get past everything else. Just worship me for who I am, and everything else will work out.
Hallelujah.
Don't let the enemy get you caught up on how you feel.
Hallelujah.
It ain't about how I feel. It's about who God is in my life. Come on here, somebody. God can't fail me. The word can't fail me. The blood can't fail me. I am what God says I am. Even though I'm not feeling God. Hallelujah. I thank you for your word being true. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
See, that's how the enemy get us caught up. Come on, oh, look at that bill. Who going to pay that? God is. His word says that he gets all of my needs according to his riches and glory. God going to do it. Hallelujah. It's already done. Look at you. You don't feel good. What you going to say about that? By his stripes, I'm healed, devil. I'm already healed. Glory to God. He's taken care of. He is the God that heals me. I am healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You ain't got no friends. What you going to say about that? He is a friend that's sticking closer than any brother. He is my friend. Glory to God. So I wish somebody a child.
Man, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
God is telling us get out of our feelings. Hallelujah. We too caught up. Oh, I don't feel it today. It ain't about feeling it today. God's word hasn't changed. Glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said, listen, I'm going to confess something to y'all tonight, saints. I said, Lord, I'm going to try to save some. Amen. Because, you know, me and you got this revival coming up. And, you know, I'm just going to speak a little bit and get off the line. Before I know that the Holy Ghost had got control. And hallelujah, glory to God. I can't hold nothing back. Glory to God. Because he is the God that is inexhaustible. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is going to give me everything I need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God a shout. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Man.
I come to tell you, child of God, don't worry about trying to feel. God said, feelings are temporal, but his word is eternal. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many know that happiness is temporary?
Amen.
Happiness is external. Mm-hmm. You can be happy 1 minute and sad the next. Happy is not eternal. Happy is external, which means it's outward.
Mm.
But how many know that joy is eternal? Joy doesn't change. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because joy comes out of love. Love, joy, peace. See, everything is a fruit in the Holy Ghost. That's why when you got joy, the enemy can't mess with you. That's why he says that he answered our prayer that our joy may be full. Not our happiness may be full, but our joy. Because that's where the problem is. It's in the joy. Lord, have mercy. Woo, glory to God. Y'all better test this revelation that I'm throwing out at y'all tonight. He said, stop trying to be happy. He said, happiness going to come when you find out that the enemy can't steal your joy. Come on. You're going to get happy when you find out that the devil can't mess with your joy. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Why? Because the joy is connected to the love. It's found in the love. See, love, joy. See, everything come out of love. See, the fact that I got love, I still got my joy and my peace and my long suffering. Oh, yeah. Y'all ain't gonna see. See, as long as I got love. What's the name of that song? I Will Survive. Oh, yeah. I know y'all gonna act like y'all don't know the song, but I know somebody out there know the song. I Will Survive.
Amen.
As long as I know how to love.
Amen.
I know I'll stay alive. Y'all done been in the world. I done been in the world. I will survive. Glory to God. We got somebody like we ain't going to survive. Glory to God. As long as you got your love, you going to survive. Come on here, somebody. We got to get out of these feelings that the devil got us caught in our feelings. God has said, don't get caught up into that. God said, reconnect with your joy. Come on. Find out what your joy got to say about it, not what your happiness got to say. Find out what your joy got to say. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Because your answer is in your joy. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Somebody caught that in the Holy Ghost. Yeah, I got to reconnect with my joy. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because if I get caught into my feelings, then I get to looking at my situation. And the Bible says that the things that are seen are temporal. Come on here, somebody. Oh, yeah. Stay with me in the Holy Ghost, y'all. Anything you can see is temporal. That word temporal means it's subject to change at any time. Come on. So I can't get to looking at it too hard, because if I look at it too hard, it'll be different by the time I get used to it.
Come on now.
So God is saying, look at the things that are unseen. The things that are unseen are what? Eternal. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Eternal means that they would not change. Hallelujah. Me and the Lord were talking about that thing one time, and he so messed me up with this thing in a good way. He said, What is things that are unseen but yet eternal? Because Yeshua like to play guessing games with me because he done taught me so much. He said, what did I tell you that's unseen but yet eternal? I said, word. He said, that's what you got to look at. He said, my word is eternal. Come on here, somebody. What did you tell me? He said, your word, Lord, is what? Eternal. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So if the word is eternal, then that means all I need to look at is his word, because his word ain't going to change. So things will change, but the word won't change. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look at how wicked everything is. Why? Because it doesn't change.
Amen.
And this one, the word is still the same.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Now they say it ain't nothing wrong with two men being together. Ain't nothing wrong with two women being together. But how many know that the word say that that's an abomination? Come on here, somebody.
That's a lie from the pits of hell.
Hallelujah. Somebody give God a shout for his word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody said it don't take all that to stay saved. You don't need the Holy Ghost. You ain't got to pray all the time. Amen. You ain't got to stay in worship mode all the time. But how many of you know that the word hasn't changed? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
He said that he would give us power through his Holy Spirit. Come on here, somebody. And how many know that no matter what they say, we believe the word over here. Hallelujah. Glory
hallelujah.
To God. Yeah, somebody said, neighbor, I don't care what they say.
I don't care what they say.
I believe God's word. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
Why? Because
thank
his word is what? Eternal. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And the Bible says it stands firm in the heavens. Come on here, somebody. And if you notice, heavens is plural. Come on here, somebody. So the word stands in all three heavens. Come on. It stands in the atmosphere. It stands in the firmament. And it stands in the throne room of God. So hallelujah to the word.
Hallelujah.
Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I don't care what nobody else say. I believe the word. Tell somebody right here. He said, neighbor, I believe the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
I believe the word.
Come on and shout.
Hallelujah.
A praise offering to your God right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on,
thank
give him a praise Jesus. Offering right now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. The promise. Woo, my God, I feel the anointing of God. That's why the devil been trying to mess with you. That's why he been trying to fight you, because he know the promise is on the way.
Yeah.
But for some of you, and I'm going to close with this. Hallelujah. How many of you still online right now?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me tell you what the Lord told me to tell you in closing. He said, tell them in closing that I'm getting ready to shut the mouth of the devil concerning you.
Amen.
Oh, y'all didn't hear what the Lord
thank
just said. He said, I'm getting ready to shut the devil's mouth concerning
hallelujah.
You.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my God, today. I don't think y'all heard me because y'all too quiet. Don't you know when God said that he going to shut the mouth of the enemy concerning you? That means that God get ready to give the enemy lockjaw concerning you?
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
He going to want to say something, but get lockjaw. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wow. Thank you, Lord.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on and worship. Come on, lift your hands and worship the Lord right now. Hallelujah. Let the Spirit of God is flowing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody praise him in the Holy Ghost. Somebody talk to him in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hey, God of the Most High, that I might see you to the Most High. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
After a while, we're not going to be speaking on English no more. God will have us saying everything in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the book of Acts, they were talking to each other in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Wouldn't that be awesome? God had us talking to each other in the Holy Ghost. We don't speak to each other in English no more. Hallelujah. We greet each other in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We laugh and talk in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That's why the Lord tells us to stay full of the Holy Ghost. Full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You know, when we was in the world, we stay full of something else, and it wasn't the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We would grab our favorite drink and stay full of it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We drink during the morning, drink during the afternoon, and then turn around and have a drink in the evening. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
So God said, now I want you to drink me like you were drinking that other stuff that you had. All them other demons that was getting inside of us. Amen. Through the liquor. Amen. That's why they call it spirits. Come on here. Hallelujah. Wonder why we walk around here all mad and we didn't have Mad Dog 2020 all day. Amen. Ready to go off on somebody. We barking harder than the regular dog. Because we got dogs in us. Glory to God. Amen. God had to deliver us. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank God we delivered. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, give God praise if you deliver. Come on, hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Pastor Boyd.
Yeah.
You are in control. Mad dog. Wow.
Hallelujah.
And then
we would go on the day train. We'd catch the night train. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Be up all night. Glory to God. Wonder why we can't sleep. So we got the night train. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Whoa. Jesus, help us. Help us, Lord. Jesus, have mercy.
Ooh, thank God for getting us off of that train, glory to God. That train had us going somewhere, and it sure wasn't going to heaven, glory to God. So thank God for deliverance. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Whoa.
Thank you.
Amen. God is good. Glory to God. We got to think about, amen, how good God been to us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory
amen.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Spirit,
amen.
Give us glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But God delivers. Hallelujah.
He sure does. Kept our livers and kidneys.
Joe did, amen, because let me tell you, that'll take them right up out of here. Amen. Kidneys and livers, they can't stay strong if we keep drinking. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Did we wonder, Lord, why is all this happening to me? He said, well, you know, it start piling up after a while. Glory to God. You go for 7 to 8 months drinking straight back-to-back hard liquor. Glory to God. Let's see how strong you're going to be. Amen. After doing that for a couple of years. Glory to God. If you last a year, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to
God. Thank God for his mercy. Amen. Come on here, somebody. His
amen.
Mercy.
Amen.
Amen. Man, hallelujah. God is good, y'all. Come on, give God another hand of praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Thank
amen.
You.
Hallelujah. Elder, come on in, Elder.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know you itching to come in now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come over here, man, to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless Amen. The Lord on your night. Hallelujah. I like the way the man of God said he was going to try to take it easy, but the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come home to him. Y'all know how that song says it's like fire that shot up in my bones. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Glory to God.
Glory
to God.
We got to thank God for that word on tonight. We got to thank God for that message on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going through something right now. I thought something had broke through, but it didn't break through. But God says it's about to break. Hallelujah. Praise God. God, so I grew up in those type of situations. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord on tonight.
Thank you.
We got a whole lot of hope. Hallelujah. Praise God. We got to believe in that covenant. Hallelujah. We are the children of the Most High God. Hallelujah. And what David say, I've been young and I have been old. And I have not seen the righteous forsaken, or their seeds have to beg for bread. You might have had to ask somebody for something, but you ain't had to beg nobody for nothing because you a child of the Most High God. Hallelujah on today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And then he said, I'm going to take the lender. I'm going to take the borrower, and I'm going to turn them into the lender. You may have had to ask somebody for something before. But God say people are about to start asking you. Oh, my God. He's about to make you a
steward
over his finances. Hallelujah. You're going to be in charge of it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because that's what God's about to do for your faithfulness. Hallelujah. You got to believe it. Your faithfulness. Just like, you know, when you on a job and you don't miss no days for the first 90 days and you on time and they reward you. Hallelujah. What happened? You get benefits. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because of your faithfulness, the Lord said your benefits are about to kick in. Oh, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Your 401k plan about to kick in. Your health coverage about to kick in. Your eye coverage about to kick in. Your dental about to kick in. Lord, have mercy. Y'all don't understand what I'm saying.
Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. God is about to do something. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I woke up at 4 o'clock this morning because my wife was up doing some stuff. I say, why is you up doing some stuff? She say, because God is doing some things. I couldn't sleep. Hallelujah. I tried to go back to sleep, but I couldn't sleep because I know God is about to do some things. Hallelujah. We need to get ready. Hallelujah tonight. Praise God. You ready?
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's what I want to know. Are you ready for your blessing? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You got to be ready to roll. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got to be suited and booted, baby. Hallelujah. Are you suited and booted? Are you ready to roll? It's ride or die time. Hallelujah. When you hear the horn blow, hallelujah, you better be ready to go. Hallelujah on tonight.
Hallelujah.
So God say, I'm moving fast. Hallelujah. Everybody that ain't on board with you, they going to have to get left behind. And he say, when you leave, don't look back. Hallelujah. He say, don't look back. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing back there for you. Don't look back. Hallelujah. Praise God. He say, be like Paul and reach for those things that are before you. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes,
I'm putting it right in front of your face, he say. All you going to have to do is reach for it and grab it. Lord, have mercy.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah. The Lord is about to do something. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And somebody out there, hallelujah, the Lord want me to tell you, you connected to the blessing. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't know if it's a child, a grandchild, a niece, a nephew, but God is going to bless somebody in your family in order to bless you. Hallelujah. I don't know who I'm talking to, but one of your family members is about to receive a blessing, a monetary blessing, and they about to break you off. It's going to be so unexpected. You ain't going to be expecting to do it. Hallelujah. But somebody about to break you off something proper, like, just like they said. Well, that's how we talk in the 80s. Something proper. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. They about to break
you off.
Hallelujah. Amen. God is doing some things. Hallelujah. So when you see something, when you see God blessing somebody around you, no, he blessing you too. He going to bless you through them. Don't say, Lord, where mine? Hallelujah. Mm. You about to get yours. Let me bless them so they can bless you. The Bible says this, give and it shall be given. Pressed down, shaken together and runneth over shall men give unto your bosom. So in order to bless you, the Lord say, I got to bless them. I got to bless her and they going to bless you. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm using them to bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord, I'm going to say this. The Lord say, are you ready for your enemy to bless you? That's why
Amen.
I told you to pray for him. That's why I told you to pray for him. That's why I told you to turn the other cheek. That's why I told you not to tell them off. That's why I told you not to cuss them out. Because they're going to come back and they're going to be the ones to bless you, even though they don't like you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. They can't stand the ground.
Amen.
But they're about to bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And the Lord say, you gotta not be arrogant about it. You know how we get. I don't want nothing from you. Hallelujah. You can't do nothing from me but die. Hallelujah. Praise God. No. He said that attitude going to keep you from, oh, he got quiet. That attitude going to keep you from getting blessed right there. Because you don't like them. You don't want nothing from them. Hallelujah. God say, how I'm going to bless you? If the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous, why are you turning the wicked away when I send them to you? Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
If you truly believe
Hallelujah.
That the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous, quit telling these people off. Hallelujah. Yeah, you're supposed to tell them the word. Yeah, you're supposed to tell them what God say. Hallelujah. No, you ain't supposed to hang with them. You ain't supposed to drink with them. You ain't supposed to party with them. Hallelujah. But you're supposed to be cordial. You a child of God. You representing God. Hallelujah. You ain't supposed to turn your nose up at them. Hallelujah. Praise
Amen.
God. God trying to bless you. And you hindering your blessing with your attitude. Hallelujah. You know the Lord, you know who I'm talking to. That's what the Lord says. You know I'm talking to you. Hallelujah. You don't like her. I don't know who this, you don't like her. Hallelujah. But she's going to be the one to bless you. Lord.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word on tonight. We thank God for the man of God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every one of you that have called in and tuned in. Those of you out there on YouTube, we thank God for y'all. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for your faithfulness. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. If you haven't sowed your seed, amen, sow it. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. The man of God is getting ready to go a couple of miles up north, praise God, to Paris, Texas. Hallelujah. To deliver. Hallelujah, a revival. The Lord, hallelujah. And I believe the Lord is going to open up some more doors once he gets up there. Praise God, hallelujah. But if you can, hallelujah, support the man of God in his journey, hallelujah, in whichever way, in your capacity that you can. Hallelujah, support the man of God as he goes over the highways and byways to deliver the word of God. And remember, the man of God is representing us. Hallelujah. He's representing the Kinetic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. He's representing this prayer line. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
If you can support him, hallelujah, do support him. Praise God. Hallelujah.
When is he leaving?
Amen, Pastor. When you leaving,
I'm
Pastor?
I'm leaving Sunday. I'm leaving Sunday at 1 o'clock.
This Sunday?
Well, 2 o'clock. Yeah. Sunday at 2.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Amen. So Sunday at 2 o'clock, he's going to be leaving out. Praise God. Hallelujah. If I have, if the Lord, hallelujah, send something my way, I'm going to send something his way. And I advise everybody, if you can, if it ain't but $5 or $10, praise God. Hallelujah. Every little bit helps. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So make sure, if you can, hallelujah, sow into the man of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And God will bless you for it, because that's what he do. Hallelujah. Praise
Amen.
God. He'll bless you for it, because that's what he do. That's what he loves to do. We serve a God that got money and love to spend it. Hallelujah. Praise
Amen.
God. Don't you love that fact? You serve Amen. A God that's rich and love to ball out. He say, come on, try everything on. Remember when you was in the world, you had that friend, when y'all went to the club, all the drinks was on him? Oh, maybe y'all ain't had, I had a white friend. He used to do that, praise God, hallelujah, amen. But God is that type of God. Everything on me, hallelujah, I got it. He said, I ain't got no black card, hallelujah. I got the world card, hallelujah. I got the universe, hallelujah, in the palm of my hand. Hallelujah on today.
Amen.
But we thank God for the word on today. Hallelujah, praise God. I hope you are ready for your blessing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord told you you better get some rest. Hallelujah. Amen. Because you finna be tired. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to put it out there. Scripture says that the harvest is bountiful. Hallelujah. But the workers are few.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So if it's a big harvest and we the only workers, we finna put in some work. Are y'all ready to put in some work? Hallelujah, praise God for Jesus.
Yes.
Put in some work for God, hallelujah, because it's that time. The workers are few. Hey, that's more for us. Hallelujah. You remember when you was in the world with
that? Amen.
He ain't smoking more weed for me. Oh, that was just me? My bad. I'm sorry. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to turn it back over into the hands. I'm sorry. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the man of God on tonight. We thank you for the word that you put into his soul to deliver to us on tonight. Thank you, Lord, for leading and guiding him. Thank you for pouring into him, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for lifting him up. Hallelujah. We lift him up to you. Hallelujah. On tonight. Bless him, Lord. Hallelujah. Prosper him, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you for everything you're doing in his life. Hallelujah. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. How you doing, Brother Quaker?
I'm going to be gone for 3 days.
Oh, okay.
Amen. Amen. We're going to open up the line at this time. If you have any testimonies, any prayer requests at this time, praise God, this would be the time, praise God. If you have any questions, hallelujah, for the man of God, hallelujah, any encouraging words, praise God, this would be the time. The phone line is open, praise God.
Well, I have something to say. I want to just thank the Lord for my blessings. I want to thank the Lord for sending blessings this way. I want to thank the Lord for his love. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that he's an on-time God. I mean, you know, I tell everybody I'm still standing. Sometimes I'll be bending at the knees, but that's all right, because I'm still standing on bending knees. So I just want to thank the Lord for who he is. And I praise him and worship him for who he is. Thank the Lord for everyone on the line. I'm thanking the Lord you have a safe travel. I thank the Lord for you to have safe travel, Grace. To or from, and that no harm or danger come near you.
Thank you. Thank you, daughter. Hallelujah. I receive that.
Amen.
Yeshua HaMashiach's name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Is there anyone else on tonight? Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. How you doing, Brother Breaker, out there on YouTube? I see you out there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well,
Amen.
We just thank the Lord for each and every person that's tuned in on tonight, everybody that's called in. If you do have a testimony or a prayer request and you don't want to call the number, feel free, hallelujah, if you're on YouTube, to put it in the comments. Praise God. And we will make sure that that testimony and prayer request gets on the throne of grace. We call it coming to agreement. The Bible says when two or more, hallelujah, touch and agree on anything in the earth, that it shall be done by the Father who is in heaven. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we encourage you to call in or type in, praise God, so we can touch and agree with you. Hallelujah. Amen. On whatever your prayer request might be. Hallelujah. We will be back tomorrow night. Hallelujah. Same time, 5 o'clock Pacific time, 7 o'clock Central time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard time. The revival that just won't stop. The revival that just won't quit. Let me look. Oh, yeah, the fat lady is still at the buffet. She says she don't even feel like singing. Praise God. She says she hoarse. So we may not stop. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We don't know when we're going to stop.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We like Puff Daddy.
Amen.
I thought I told you that we won't stop. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we thank God for all of y'all that called in and tuned in on tonight. I'm about to turn it back over into the hands of the apostle. Hallelujah. And he's going to pray us out with the benediction. Apostle, is back in your hands. Bless the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, man. And God bless you. Amen. I'm thankful tonight to everyone. Amen. I received that word to heart tonight. Amen. We better get ready for our blessing.
Amen.
Amen. And I see God working some things out for us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that's why the Bible said, be ye not weary and well doing, for you shall reap if you faint not. Amen. So I encourage somebody, don't faint tonight.
Amen.
Strong. That's strong. Does anybody have any questions before I pray us out? Amen. If not, Father, we thank you and praise you for what our ears and eyes and our heart has recognized in this hour. Father, we thank you for your word. You said that your word would not return to you void, but accomplish what you sent out to do. So we thank you, Father, hallelujah, that you are more than enough for us. So we give you praise and glory for all things. And we bind the hand of the enemy. We rebuke every devil and demon. And we thank you, Lord, for the victory, O God. We give you praise. And we give you glory. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
What I say unto one? I say unto all.
I say unto all.
Watch. And pray. We thank you, Lord God. Tell your neighbor real quick. Say,
neighbor.
I love you.
I love you.
It ain't nothing you can do about it.
It ain't nothing you can do about it.
Come on and give God a shout of praise. Amen. Hallelujah.
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 Yes, Father God. Hallelujah. Amen. I love y'all. And now dismissed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on and give God a praise going out. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Tell these three people you love them before you get offline tonight. Amen. And I love your neighbor. Amen. I love everybody
online
tonight.
You are the last party in the conference.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. How many of you know it's a leak in this old building?
Amen.
Yeah.
And my soul is got to move.
Andre. Andre.
Yes, sir.
Is we gonna be on tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Hey.
Uh-oh, sorry about that. Yeah, we're going to be on tomorrow.
Okay.
In this old building, and my soul has got to move.
My soul's got to move,
has
y'all.
Yeah.
We gonna keep it slow tonight. We gonna keep it slow. How many of you know the battle? The battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. Hey. Come on, Yolanda.
There's no pain. Jesus.
Let me hear you make some Holy Ghost crazy noise right now. Let me hear. Come on. Come on, Brian. Clap those hands with me. Come on, come on. All God's people. Come on, Mike.
I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out and I'm going to testify and we're going to have a little church up in there.
waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. White you fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, I'm close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed. Breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed.
Follow them, damn it, I swear, I declare, so much power in prayer. You had no,